Early Breakfast on Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
The time now is 46 minutes past four. Good morning to you. What are you doing for the morning? Nonetheless, as I've promised you earlier on, that since the launch of the Safely Home Initiative back in 2009, tremendous progress has been made, not only to make our roads safer, but also to save more lives. But our authorities winning the battle. Transport MEC Donald Grant joins you this morning to give you some ideas and to what extent have they progressed as the department. A very good morning to you, MEC. Once again, welcome back on the show.
Good morning to you, Abs, and to your listeners.
Let's start off with asking, you know, this festive season, we know every festive season it is silly season, but how is this festive season going to be any different to that of previous years?
I think we obviously have more data, we've done better planning, and what we're hoping is that the drivers will play along, because drivers are responsible for more than 80% of all the deaths and fatalities on our roads. And so we are focusing particularly on speed, alcohol, making sure drivers don't drive while they are drunk. And I think what's different this year is that we reintroduced the Draga in August 2016. And since that date, you can see the numbers of people apprehended at our provincial roadblocks who are under the influence have dropped from 3% to just less than 1%, which is a fantastic improvement, because it shows that the deterrent of the Draga is working. So what's different this year is that what's been added is the random breath testing, or evidentiary breath testing, and which is going to allow our provincial traffic force as well as local authorities to be far more random in terms of testing. So it's not just a question that you may run into a roadblock after 10 o'clock at night. You can be breath alcohol tested at 8 o'clock in the morning, we are going to have far greater reach and coverage. And for us, it's all about a deterrent, so that we reduce the number of smashes and thereby the number of fatalities.
49 minutes past four. If you've joined us, you are joined on the line by MEC for Transport in the Western Cape, Mr. Donald Grant, joining you to talk to you about some of the measures and new campaigns that they're coming up with to ensure safety for all road users this festive season. I nearly said this coming festive season. MEC, bringing it back to the budgets and having no funds. I mean, I would be as bold as to say we can no longer use the no funds as a reason for the lack of police visibility. The question then, what are we doing to improve transport safety with this small budget that we have?
We are working on, we've done a pilot with the District Road Authority in the Overberg, which has shown us we can get far greater coverage by using both the local and the provincial resources, because local authorities work literally during the week and not over weekends, whereas we in provincial traffic provide 24/7 coverage 365. So working together, they can do more of the daily enforcement, and we can concentrate our efforts at night and over weekends. In that way, we get far better coverage. You're planning jointly with those local authorities to ensure more effective oversight. And drivers on Western Cape roads will see those blue lights, especially at night from quite a long distance away, and be aware that there is law enforcement in the area as a deterrent, in order that motorists concentrate and drive safely during this period.
And talking about during this period, though, I mean, there's many issues that we can name that are very big problems on our roads. But for you, coming up to the festive season, what are some of the biggest problems on our roads that you have, in fact, identified?
Well, the number of pedestrians getting knocked down is still far too high. It's above the 40% level. I think at this time also fatigue plays a role. People are stressed after a difficult year at work, and a lot of them are in a hurry to get to their destination. So I'm appealing to all the motorists out there to plan their trips better, make sure that they've got more time to get to their holiday destinations in one piece, so that they can enjoy the special time with friends and family.
And MEC, I don't know if you are aware, but we've just received an email from Zane Johnson, who is our traffic correspondent, saying that the Central Train services have been suspended until further notice. According to Metro Rail, of course, the drastic measures came in the wake of months of sustained vandalism, cable theft, and destruction of critical infrastructure in Bontehevel, Nietrich, and Nyanga, reaching a stage where no service is possible. Are you aware of this? Sorry, I don't mean to catch you off guard, but are you aware of this, and what does this mean for the people that need to travel that route?
I'm aware of ongoing cable theft in that area. It's a red zone. Richard Walker knows about it. Minister Joma Thengwania knows about it. And in fact, I will be at an event with Richard Walker very early tomorrow morning, in terms of getting the Defence Force and the police involved to apprehend the criminals who basically operate without any fear on that route and routinely steal copper cables. In fact, one of the PRASA employees was shot 3 weeks ago while doing his duty in that area, and when I went to visit him with Richard Walker in hospital, he just told me about the brazen way these gangsters and these criminals operate in the rail reserve. So what we've got to do is we've got to secure the rail reserve so that the trains can run effectively, and we've also got to increase the capacity in the system so that people are able to get to work on time.
And talking about people getting to work on time, maybe I'm misunderstanding, but according to my understanding on this, MEC, it says that the trains have already been cancelled. Are we ever going to get to a stage where if trains are cancelled, there's a proper alternative put in place for people to get to work?
We simply have to make rail work. And there is a recovery plan, which PRASA is busy with until the back end of December 2018, when we hope to have 88 train sets back in service. At the moment, PRASA are operating with 58 train sets. And as quickly as they are repairing coaches, because cable theft doesn't only take place from the signaling system, there are thieves who basically go into the coaches and strip the coaches themselves of wire. And therefore, those coaches then have to be taken out of service in order to be repaired. And this is an ongoing nightmare for PRASA. So we have to get more security within the rail system, and we will work with National Government, Defence Force, SAPS, and PRASA to ensure that we recover this, because the economy of Cape Town and the Western Cape depends on us fixing up rail.
And just lastly from me, MEC, you know, whenever I think about, as we're bringing back to the festive season, the issue has always been that I think it is driver attitude that we are failing to change. Because if we can't change those attitudes, we'll always have these individuals that see nothing wrong with drinking and driving or speeding. So in your last parting words, perhaps, any words you'd like to throw out there to our listeners?
Well, one obviously appeals to the better nature and judgment of all of our drivers on the roads, but obviously the roads are going to be busier. Please plan and leave earlier for your destination so that you don't have to take unnecessary risks on our roads, because you're not only putting your own life at risk, but all other road users are then at risk. And we will be out and about. We have a new evidentiary breath alcohol mobile operation, which has just been launched. So in other words, there will be swift justice to those who are basically driving drunk or speeding on our roads. And we have to do that in order to protect the law-abiding road users.
MEC Donald Grant, thank you so much, sir, for joining us on the show this morning.
Great pleasure.
Thank you so much.